This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So Corey Lewandowski, let's go to Boynton Beach and talk to Florida criminal defense attorney Brian Gabriel. He's an expert, of course, in Florida law, and you practice in Jupiter as well. I saw you quoted, I think Dan Abrams interviewed you yesterday. So my question for you is, I'm a member of the Florida Bar. I spent a good bit of time around courthouses for about 4 or 5 years. I'll ask it to you this way. Are you surprised that charges were filed for the episode that you saw on tape?
I'm very surprised that they were filed. This is a political event in a political atmosphere, and now we are taking it into the criminal realm and charging a crime. It just does not seem to fit at all.
I'm flabbergasted that the state of Florida, I'll just say it, Lewandowski should not have touched her. It was an improper touching. How does the state prove that to be a battery? And what jury would convince?
I don't know if they're going to be able to. I mean, it's as simple as that. They don't know what was going through the mind of Corey at the time, or the security team at the time. There's huge security issues that are going to come into play when you're dealing with this type of event. And the government can't get into the minds of those people to know what their security concerns were of keeping a reporter away from Mr. Trump. It is simple as that.
But why?
Well, I'll tell you, it's one of those things, Scott. You know, when you look at that video, you know, if you're anti-Trump and, you know, you see the bruises that Michelle Fields, had on her arm that she tweeted out to everybody, it's like if you're against Trump, then, you know, this thing has veracity.
You have ammo.
And if you protect Trump, then you think, wow, you know, what are we doing here? You know, kind of like a little bit like this attorney, but... You know, this is one of the things about suing people is that, you know, sometimes you have to let the courts work it out. But, you know, I think for Trump and his campaign, I mean, what a huge mistake. I mean, all the girl wanted was an apology. And, you know, I mean, when I look at the tape, I mean, I see a lot of, you know, like anybody, you know, Trump draws a lot of people. A lot of people are trying to get some last-minute questions. You know, it was reported that Michelle had... went beyond the orders of Secret Service that told her, hey, get away from there. And she kept on pushing through, you know, being the reporter that she is and trying to get, you know, her question asked of the candidate. And he had already had, I think, a 45-minute, presser, she wanted to, take it to the next level. And, you know, Lewandowski is trying to clear the way for him. I mean, wow. I mean, this is a tough deal. I got to tell you. I mean, it almost, you know, somebody said, hey, Scott, I got a new job for you. I want you to clear people, you know, for one Donald Trump.
Clear people away for Trump, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you may be arrested, you know, or something, or you might have a criminal complaint, you know, put upon you. But, hey, you want the gig?
Oh, and it gave everybody everybody, you heard a little bit about it in the... the town hall last night on CNN, both...
it covered about 20 minutes right off the bat. I mean, come on, it's like, okay, come on, you know,
Hillary and Bernie
Anderson, give it a rest.
Both Hillary and Bernie have come out and said, you know, Bernie had the quote of, my campaign manager doesn't assault women. And Hillary, every candidate has to be responsible for what happens in their campaign.
Yeah, well... You know, in that kind of situation, it is. I think it's a tough deal. But right off the top, I would say again, you know, Donald Trump's not a politician. He wants to go and deal with things in court all the time. And you know, here's what you get. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, coming up on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this. Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stool, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, most recently now, we've expanded to 3 hours every day from 9 to noon Eastern on these 270-plus markets across the country and around the world via WWCR on shortwave. Good to have you along, as always, for the ride as we, as we work together to get this country back on track, give you the facts as best we know them, and have a host of experts to share with you. And we've got John McTiernan coming up in just a moment, author of the book you've heard me brag about him many times. Written an excellent book, As America Has Done Unto Israel. Very provocative, very insightful. When you look at any time America tries to put pressure on Israel to exchange land for peace, a national disaster comes upon our country. I mean, there's like over 70 natural disasters on the heels of America meddling with Israel's, holy land. And you'd think by now, the word would be passed on to, hey, you better be careful. You're on hallowed ground here, kind of like what we were talking about with Dr. Magnus earlier. And I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to that Nat Geo series that she talked about. That's pretty fascinating with Morgan Freeman, and to have the opportunity to go around the world and talk to all these different cultures and people of religious beliefs and that sort of thing on these major issues of life. You know, who's God? Why am I here? All that good stuff. I mean, it is going to be a great series, a 6-part series. And of course, it'll start, this Sunday at 9 o'clock Eastern, this Sunday night, April the 3rd. So looking forward to that. But getting back to John, he's just done an incredible amount of research on this effort. He's a Middle East expert. And so we're going to be talking, with him in just a moment. But, getting back a little bit on this Lewandowski situation, again, I think everybody looks at it from their own worldview and their perspective. But, after it's all said and done, it doesn't bode well, for Donald Trump. In that town hall meeting, there was a sweet response out of respect for Donald Trump and his kids and his boys and his daughter and, his family. I mean, he's raised great kids. And you see that, and then you see this other part of him that is so, I don't know how you want to call it, just so stiff and discompassionate, with Michelle Fields. I mean, what would it have taken him a couple of minutes to pick up the phone and say, hey, Michelle, gosh, I am really sorry this happened to you. Maybe we can do a phoner, a presser, or next time, we'll work this out. I mean, so what if she went around? I mean, the Secret Service. Secret Service was the big, was part of the problem that set this thing up, because they should have kept her away as they did the other media. But she was able, to get around Secret Service twice and be in that position. And now here we've got something that's just blown way, way, way off, the Richter scale, I believe, which was something, as she said, hey, all she wanted was an apology. Anyway, we do have John McTiernan on with us right now. Dr. John McTiernan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, it's been a long time since we spoke.
Yeah, well, I think what happened, I don't know what goes on, John, between both our schedules and all the traveling we're doing, but I always enjoy our time together. And I'm glad that we're connected now to talk about, you know, this whole Palestinian situation in Israel. You know, and I just got back from Israel myself, and I was really fascinated to understand the dynamics with the Palestinians, and, you know, that dates back to, you know, to Arafat. And Arafat had really kind of, you know, set the standard and told all the Palestinians that anybody that would negotiate with the Israelis, if they gave up anything at all, then they needed to be killed and their family members eradicated. I mean, that's a heck of a standard. And you consider, you know, years later, Benjamin Netanyahu offers them 97% of what they wanted, and they couldn't accept it because of that hard, fast standard that's been established by one Arafat.
Well, you're absolutely right. And the whole idea of the PLO and what they've their attitude towards Israel has really nothing to do. It was all formed before the 67 war.
Exactly.
It was formed actually in 64 with the idea, express purpose, of destroying Israel. Mm-hmm. So their foundation goes back what 50 years now,
mm-hmm.
and they do not want to coexist with Israel. They want Israel destroyed.
Well, how does the international community reconcile that? I mean, do they think the Palestinians are just kidding about Israel's eradication? Not to mention the United States either. But, I mean, when the Palestinians sit there and look straight in the camera and say, hey, we don't want you to exist, you know, how is that negotiable?
They don't seem to care, to tell you the truth, seriously.
Yeah, and the international community is backing them up and giving them place. And the United States, John Kerry, and this administration's policy, you know, towards the Palestinians. I don't know. To me, it's untenable, and they're fooling themselves into thinking that somehow it is.
Well, it's a strange world we live in. But we'll go back 75 years or so with Adolf Hitler. Now, Hitler wrote everything he was going to do in Mein Kampf.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave speeches saying what he was going to do. And he built, he began to build the Luftwaffe and the Panzer tanks and the military divisions and all for war.
Right.
And yet back then, I don't know about the vast majority, but the people were saying, well, Hitler's a man of peace.
Mm-hmm.
He's really a man of peace. And to appease him, negotiate with him. And here, if you could see, he wrote what he was going to do, and he was unfolding his plan, and yet they still, for whatever reason, wanted to cooperate with him, wanted to get along with him, wanted to appease him, until next thing you know, there was this monster that ended up, what did World War II kill, 40 million people?
Oh, plus. Yeah, plus. Yeah. I mean, the whole deal. I mean, you're talking probably well over 100 million people after all was said and done, you know?
Yeah, after all said and done. So the way people are acting today, it's they enter
deja vu all over
again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some sort of a delusion where, well, and then the thing was Hitler really didn't mean what he was saying. Well,
right.
When you start building the Air Force and the tanks and the military and the submarines and you start the rhetoric and you've got this, the people are following you in huge numbers. So it's the same. I can't. Why do you see it, Bill? Why do I see it? But why do the politicians, and not only politicians, but just religious leaders, and they get into some sort of a it's spiritual. That's the only thing I could say.
Well, I have a little bit of a theory about that, John. And maybe we can unfold that a little bit more. And I think it has to do, particularly with the United States, is that. I think we're still carrying the effects of the nuclear bomb on Japan. And the whole idea of war and getting it's messy, and we've got people negotiating war and they have their fingers involved in war that don't understand war. To me, I think, again, as my dad used to say, you have to use the right tool for the right job. And because our country is so open-minded in certain things, we use the wrong tool and the wrong people for the wrong job. And I think right now is the calm is part of that. And we're going to unfold that a little bit more when we come back. Dr. John McTiernan is with us. It is just about 14 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Miracles are God's way of letting us know He's here.
From the producers of Heaven is for Real, Miracles from Heaven.
Mommy! I'm coming!
Unfortunately, the test confirmed that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
We're not giving up.
Based on the incredible true story.
We need a solution.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith.
Like a small boat.
This Easter.
On the ocean.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right and it healed her?
Yes.
That's impossible.
How do we explain the impossible?
He told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Miracles from Heaven, starring Jennifer Garner. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets and showtimes, go to miraclesfromheaven-movie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God's the angel in my life.
Welcome back, America. Time to get involved. It's 19 before the top of the hour. We're going to get this country back on track. All hands on deck. You are invited and welcome to participate because we need your help. We need everybody's involvement here. Forget about this political correctness stuff. And I understand sometimes talking about these things can be a bit awkward when we're just not used to it. And sometimes our language may be a little bit insensitive. But, you know, we've got to work through that if we're going to get on the other side of this particular issue. John McTiernan is with us, author of the book, As America Has Done Unto Israel. And an incredible, incredible book. And I mentioned some of the background in the first segment here. But I want to follow up on this conversation, John, that we're having about why so many people are holding back. I mean, you know, you mentioned World War II, and it was estimated that only 10% of Germans actually were directly involved with the Third Reich. So you had 90% of Germany kind of, you know, holding their head down, and in some anecdotal stories, you know, we hear how cartloads of Jews were being transported, and as they were going by the churches there in Germany, and they're crying. You imagine, you know, the guttural expressions and the cries that were emanating from these boxcars, and they were so loud that it was reported that the pastors of the churches there that they were passing by just told the congregation to sing louder as to drown out their cries. So there's been a purposeful, it's not been by accident, whether it has to do with the Germans, whether it's Americans, people in Europe, we see what's happening in Belgium. How can this happen next door? In San Bernardino, we had neighbors that said, hey, look, I saw this stuff happening, but I didn't want to be, you know, I didn't want to have my feelings hurt and thought I'd be, you know, misaligned as some Islamophobe or something. I mean, we're a messed up, you know, mess of humanity here when we can't call the truth for what it is. And as a result of doing that, we give place to radicalism and these people to come in and destroy our cultures and, you know, turn our families upside down and, you know, do all this evil, run, you know, let evil run rampant. And we just kind of, you know, for the sake of appeasement, and somehow we think that it's going to satisfy itself and go on. But, you know, when people tell you, when the enemy says and evil says to you, hey, look, I want you destroyed, I got to take them for their word. And time and again in history, that's what's happened, whether it's the Roman Empire coming in, you know, like they were going to come in and do patty cakes with everybody. No, they were going to come in and they were going to conquer you and absolutely devastate you. Same thing with, you know, what's happened in Europe, whether it's Hitler. Now it's ISIS that's on the move. And, you know, and even like in your most recent report, you talk about Palestinians not wanting an armed, they want an armed intifada. You know, right now we've got a stabbing intifada going on, but they want to go to blows. And if they had a nuclear bomb, they just soon just level the holy what have you out of Israel.
Well, you've kind of laid the whole thing out, and what the problem is, for some reason, and it goes back to what we mentioned earlier, if you tell the people the truth. Take myself. I've been called everything. You name it, I've been called it, and I'm sure if you're
speaking. And you're not even running for president, John, and
right,
you've been called everything, right?
Well, you know, I've been about Islam, for
yes,
example.
Right.
I know Islam. I know the history of Islam. I read the Quran. I have debated some of Islam's top, if you want to call them apologists.
Mm-hmm.
I learned Islam from the Muslims. Let's put it that way. And they have an agenda. It's in the Quran. Muhammad had an agenda.
Right.
So they're following Muhammad. Mm-hmm. And like ISIS, they're following Muhammad and the early caliphate, how it spread throughout the world. So you tell people this, they refuse to believe it. Now, some do, but the vast majority, Islam's a religion of peace and all religions are the same. No, that's not true. And if you think like that, you are heading in the trouble.
You're setting yourself up. Sure, absolutely.
You're setting yourself up.
Yeah.
It's sort of like intellectual suicide when you say that. I mean, if Muslims come here in huge numbers, we'll say, and they believe the Quran and they believe that the Quran is the word of God and that Sharia law is from God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that it supersedes the U.S. Constitution.
Exactly, and we've already got a New York City that has kicked out the Constitution, and they're following Sharia.
Well, all right. So if they follow Sharia law, do we want sections of the United States? Because that's how it will start.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want it to look like Saudi Arabia? I don't want my daughter, my grandchildren, my wife subjected to Sharia law. I do not want myself subjected, as an infidel, where I'm a second-class citizen and may be killed for speaking the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, you know, if that happens, it happens. But why do you, that people do not seem to be able to connect what is happening now and what will happen 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line? The in Islam, in Europe right now, the Europeans are saying, like, it's our fault that we haven't assimilated the Muslims. No, that's the Muslims do not assimilate. Maybe 10% do. Maybe 10%.
Right.
They do not assimilate. They stay the way they are for a reason, and it's for conquering.
Exactly.
They stay, so they'll take a part of a city over. Then they'll grow and take another part. Immigration comes in. They'll take another part. They have a lot of children. They're growing, they're growing, they're growing. This is planned. This is part of Islam.
Right. So, and this is the same model. This is the same model they're doing in Europe. I mean, I don't know why we don't understand. I mean, it's time and again we see things that happen in Europe and they come to the United States and people here in the United States want to seem surprised. And there's no question, John, it's a huge breakdown in leadership. You know, if Neville Chamberlain would have been the leader to be able to say, okay, and be able to discern and articulate what Adolf Hitler was all about, it would have been different. I believe we could have avoided World War II.
I found out why Neville Chamberlain couldn't see Hitler for who he was.
How's
Neville
that?
Chamberlain's religious belief was called universalism.
Mm-hmm.
And that meant that everybody was going to go. It's dried up today. It doesn't really exist today,
mm-hmm.
and as a religion. But it was everybody is good. Everybody's going to heaven. There's really no such thing as sin, and it's just like a complete 180 degrees from the Bible.
Yeah.
So and Neville Chamberlain's advisors around him were all like him.
Mm-hmm.
So when he stood before Hitler. Chamberlain doesn't really believe in evil.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't believe in sin.
Right. So he couldn't see it.
So there is the most evil man that maybe one of the most evil men who ever lived. He's eyeball to eyeball with him, but because of his unbelief, because he didn't believe in really that there is such a thing as a devil and there are no such thing as demon possessed people and all. Because he denied all that, it was right in front of him and he could touch it. He could touch pure evil, and he didn't believe it.
But what you're saying right now is, that fits the mold of one Barack Obama, almost.
But the interesting thing about Barack Obama is whatever evil is, he gravitates to it. For example, are all Muslims, killers and that? No, I'm not saying that, no. But who does Obama gravitate to? The Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
He has them in the White House. He has them at dinners. They come to the State Department. Who does Hillary Clinton and him support in Egypt? The Muslim Brotherhood.
But they took them off the terror list. I mean, they're not even regarded, as terrorists. Are you kidding me?
And they want to overthrow the United States. They want to form. They're like ISIS.
Yeah.
They're ISIS light. Like
right.
They want to destroy Israel. They want to kill every Jew. And this is their doctrine, the Muslim Brotherhood. And they want to make Jerusalem, the capital of an Islamic caliphate, and Obama has them in the White House.
Yeah.
This isn't like having some, just an average Muslim that wants to get along. And he has the hardcore that are just one step below.
Well, Uma Ahmadine, Hillary's right-hand person, I mean, his brother, his half-brother is from the Muslim Brotherhood. Isn't any wonder? It's all part of this... This worldview that is driving these things that are happening. And, I think we need to, really just quit fooling ourselves, John McTiernan. That's what you're saying. John McTiernan on Bill Martinez Live. It's 28 minutes after.
Run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business.
Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
We're back with the America. It's Bill Martinez Live, coming at you 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to noon Eastern Time, and around the world via shortwave, via WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us for another great day and a great time and some insight from our experts, like our next expert, Travis Weber, director of the Center for Religious Liberty at the Family Research Council. Travis Weber, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you on, Travis. I wanted to get an update. You wrote an article prior to the Supreme Court hearing by the Little Sisters. Tell us what happened.
The Little Sisters case was heard yesterday for oral argument before the Supreme Court. We can expect a written decision before June deciding the case. But as far as the oral argument went, I think it was pretty clear that we have four justices who are willing to support the Little Sisters and others who are bringing these religious objections against the HHS mandate, and probably four other justices who are skeptical of their claims, although I'm not so sure about Justice Breyer. I think he sees the sense in what the religious claimants are asserting, but we'll have to wait to see for sure.
Well, it is an interesting time because we're still without the replacement for Judge Scalia, so there's eight. And so it's a 4-4 situation, and it's a matter of one of them coming over to the side of the Little Sisters. And from what I understand from one of the nuns, who was probably the head nun there, what was her name, Sister Catherine, was it? She was very optimistic in terms that she felt like she was able to get their story across and their position, and it seemed like the court's response was, seemingly positive, but you never know until you know in these things, right?
Well, that's true. I think more and more people are seeing through the hype and misinformation about this case and really seeing what they're claiming. I mean, the USA Today had an editorial the other day in which they said there's no reason for the administration to do this, and Our religious liberty laws are based on the idea that when the government can accomplish its purpose in another way, it shouldn't violate religious liberty. Here, the government has to establish that it has a compelling interest in what it's trying to do, and the fact that it's exempted so many other groups under the mandate cuts against that. Furthermore, there's other avenues for contraceptives and the objected to matters to be provided by the government, again, cutting against the government's case. Now, Little Sisters have to convince the court they have a substantial burden on their religious belief, but I think that's clear. If you accept their claims, as the government should do, and not intrude into deciding these religious matters, religious doctrine, there's a pretty clear case here. And USA Today has seen that. I think more and more people are seeing that. These are obviously religious groups. Now, if the court is split 4-4, lower court decisions will stand, but there are certain decisions that are against the religious claimants, but the case does live on in the sense that if we get a ninth justice up there at some point, the Supreme Court could rehear the case and decide in favor of the religious claimant.
Well, Travis, I've gotten some tweets on this issue, and people say, well, I thought there was separation of church and state. Doesn't that swing both ways?
Well, that phrase is actually not in the Constitution.
We can parse that out forever. But the fact of the matter is that those on the left have used that time and again and have convinced particularly millennials and many people that it's accepted fact.
Right. Here's the rub. Some people will say, well, why should religious objectors get to hold society hostage because of their objections, right? Shouldn't they have to go along with a regulatory scheme like this? And that's a lot of what the government and opponents of Little Sisters have been saying. It's like, look, the government's trying to accommodate them. Why isn't this good enough? And I think we have to kind of come back to the framework we have in law. Congress has established the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in statute, which says that a regulation, even when it's neutral to everyone, if it burdens a belief, even if someone else doesn't have that belief, if someone has a belief and they claim it's been burdened substantially, then the government has to prove it has a compelling interest established or further through the least restrictive means. And that's how we have to look at this, right? So there are the larger philosophical divides at play, but this case and others like it have to be analyzed under the law. I think our law does a good job of separating what should be private activity under private spheres of authority from what the government can control.
And it's not like there isn't relief somewhere else, right?
Well, no. I mean, these groups have tried. A lot of people may not realize this. These groups have tried to work with, communicate with the government from the beginning of the regulation implementation of Obamacare, and have said, look, this is a problem for us because of our religious beliefs. Little Sisters recently, I think it was in an op-ed, they made the point, we're not even taking a position on Obamacare as a whole. We're not political. We're just saying leave us out of the process. Don't make
exactly.
us be complicit in this process, right? And this is important because they're not trying to hold hostage or disrupt what the government may want to do under this law. They don't want to be forced to be a part of it, though.
Exactly. Well, and not only be forced, but then to be subjected to fines. I mean, to the tune of what, $70 million a year? Are you kidding me? How are the Little Sisters of the Poor going to be able to afford that?
Well, and yeah, I mean, they're going to be forced out of existence, which I think is enough to establish a substantial burden when you say, disregard your religion and violate your conscience, or else. Going out of existence here. There's clearly a substantial burden, and that's the point. I mean, it's not a matter of whether the government thinks their religion is not substantially burdened. It's a matter of whether, for them, their conscience is being violated by what they're asked to do.
Exactly.
It's a crucial point here.
Right. Well, Travis, I also wanted to talk to you about the recognition of genocide. We've been most concerned here on this show. I know others across the country as well. I mean, we're watching the genocide of our Christian brothers and sisters overseas, and we're going, what else can we do here, especially when our government is not willing to acknowledge that genocide is actually taking place?
Yeah, we're heartened to see on this in this issue that the State Department has recognized that a genocide against Christians, Yazidis, and others is occurring under ISIS. This is important because it's the crime of crimes established in a treaty by definition with standards attached and consequences attached for behavior in this area, criminal and otherwise, post-World War II, after the Holocaust, when we said never again. So it's important to recognize that Christians are being targeted and wiped out because of their faith. But this has to be followed up with action. We can't just designate it and then leave the issue alone. Hopefully, this designation will spur action on. It should spur us on morally, in addition to having legal consequences and triggers to the designation. So we'll have to wait and see, but you know, the government really needs to take this into the next step and enact a plan to deal with it.
What does that next step look like? And as far as a timeline, I mean, we've got people dying here. Genocide is continuing to be exercised in the Middle East against the Christian brothers. And I know that we hear from the state at times, you know, they want to talk about how Muslims, you know, there's genocide on Muslims. Well, there's plenty of genocide to go all the way around, but genocide is occurring. You know, occurring. We don't need to, you know, parse the language here. We need to do something about it, don't we? With some sense of urgency.
Yeah, you're right. You know, and there's already too much time that's passed on this. There really has been. But you know, we're at where we're at, and can't go back. But now, what needs to be done is immediate steps need to be taken to protect these victims of the genocide, wherever and whoever they may be, of the different group. You know, the government, you know, it legally has some leeway in terms of what actions it must take, militarily or otherwise. But the point is urgency. The point is to deal with what has been designated, which is the genocide, and that means protecting people who are, and the groups who are being targeted for their faith, and providing relief to those who've already been affected.
Well, certainly what's happened in the Middle East and Belgium, the threat that 400 jihadis have been given marching orders, this is really putting a lot of focus on ISIS, and it really implores the national community, particularly in the West, to come together against this group. And it's been suggested that if we resolve that, then we can possibly do something sooner about genocide and all this migration.
Well, you know, in some ways the issues are related, in some ways they're not. I mean, you know, the national security issues, to the degree there's components with, you know, dealing with radical Islam, those are certainly issues that need to be dealt with. But in terms of, you know, protecting the victims of genocide and dealing with it, I think, you know, it's something that is pretty clear we must take steps to address in terms of,
without a doubt,
just Christian.
Travis Weber, director of the Center for Religious Liberty and Family Research Council, has been our guest. Travis, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuzena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuzena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. John McTiernan, our guest that we had earlier, wanted me to remind you that you can check out his insights and other blogs at his website, usaprophecy.com, and then you can go to John McTiernan Insights, get involved in the blog conversation as we continue to keep the conversation going as it relates to what's happening in, you know, in the Middle East. And again, I remind you of John's excellent book, As America Has Done Unto Israel, very well researched and, give you some insight as to what happens to America every time it wants to stick its nose in Israel's foreign policy. Well, with us right now, speaking of the Middle East, is Robert Decollete. Robert Decollete is an attorney and has experienced quite a background. I mean, starting at an early age, his family was forced out of Syria, or actually Iraq, in 1962. They moved to Chicago when he was 11 because of Christian persecution. And so quite interesting, I imagine, Robert, for you, when you see what's happening in the Middle East, exactly what your parents took your family away from, and so often you find yourself talking to deaf ears, and as an attorney, you've even gotten yourself in trouble with the U.S. government because you insist on promoting the truth.
That's right, and I thank you for having me. I think the plight of the Assyrian Christians, who are also known as Chaldeans or Syriacs, is widely known now, much more than before. What's happened to the population with the involvement of the United States from the 2003 war is that it's gone from 1.5 million to something like 200,000 or 300,000 that's left, and they're on their way out. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, unfortunate, and I think highly inappropriate to bring a case like this in federal court against an attorney who not only has advocated for these people in the United States, but also I've advocated for a safe haven for many years since the fall of the regime in Iraq for the Christian population so they can protect themselves. So it's an interesting position I find myself in. You're right.
And oftentimes, I find that we are underestimating the damage that's being rendered there in the Middle East, particularly upon these Assyrian Christians, as you mentioned. I mean, the antiquities, the culture, the art, everything is just being wiped out. I mean, everything about the people. I mean, here you have ISIS saying that that's exactly what they want to do with Israel, but they're doing it, you know, in the immediate area that they have a bit of control. And so it's a bit of a portent, I would think, what they're doing to the Syrian Christians is what they want to do to Israel, right?
That's right. I mean, first of all, we have to know that the Assyrian Christians are Aramaic-speaking people. They're natives to North Iraq. That part is that often referred to as Assyria. Mm-hmm. And it's an ancient land, and there were images of ISIS destroying artifacts and burning, you know, monasteries and burning manuscripts, ancient manuscripts in the Aramaic language, which the Assyrians speak and write in. But it's also important to know that the Jews in Iraq were also expelled prior, mm-hmm. Of course, to the Assyrians being expelled. There was a Jewish community in Iraq who were largely converts, who were of Assyrian origin, who converted to Judaism in around 200 B.C. And these people were expelled out of Iraq after the creation of the State of Israel. The unfortunate fact for the Assyrian Christians is that there is no Assyrian state, and that our efforts to, quote-unquote, democratize Iraq have led to the creation of three main zones in Iraq, a Shiite zone, a Sunni zone, and a Kurdish zone, mm-hmm. with the Christian Assyrians, who are the true natives or indigenous people of the area, being alienated, squeezed out, politically alienated, violently dealt with by all of the main parties, unfortunately, and eventually being driven out of Iraq. What we have here is what the State Department took so long to come around to accepting, is that it is pure and simple genocide.
Right. They did not want to say the G word. There was no doubt about it.
They did not. And I find that very unfortunate that after so much study, so many attorneys looking at this definition of what genocide is, they came around to accepting it, but they watered it down and accepted it for everybody. And that's not the case here. The Assyrian Christians, for their very ancient history, their cities of Nineveh and Nimrud have been destroyed, and their monasteries have been burned and destroyed. Their manuscripts have been destroyed. They have been driven from the last critical mass, demographic mass that they existed in the what we call the Nineveh Plain. Mm-hmm. That is pure and simple genocide, and I don't know why we took so long to accept it.
Robert, is this a Christian versus a Muslim kind of thing? Because I mean, you know, the conversation, every time I have this conversation with somebody, they say, well, you know, Bill, if it was the Muslims, you know, being murdered in mass like the Christians, then the international community would have got more behind it. But because it's Christians, I mean, it's hard to believe, even here in the United States, in your column, you talk about that Middle Eastern Christians are least likely to find sanctuary or asylum. I mean, the president is opening the door wide open to Muslims, willing to take on risk, put us in incredible danger for Muslims, but yet we don't see the same accommodation for Christians. Is it because America has become so secularized and the international community, you know, has the same sentiment?
Well, it's a legitimate question. You bring up our involvement on behalf of the Muslim community. If we felt, for example, that Muslims in Kosovo were being persecuted, in Bosnia were being persecuted, we certainly took action, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We certainly took action. We took very physical, very violent action to protect the Muslim minorities of Bosnia and Kosovo. In fact, to great lengths did we go to make sure that that was done. So it's a legitimate question. Why, in the case of the destruction of the Assyrian Christian community, has there been no effort, no lifting of a finger from the U.S. government to try to protect these people? In fact, bringing this case against an attorney who has advocated for the creation of a safe haven, who has advocated for the rights of these people. And make no mistake, Bill, this is only going to strengthen my resolve in continuing to fight for what I think is right. Why has the government, instead of taking action to protect these people,
brought on a case like this, spent so much money, put in so much effort and so much energy into trying to prove that the narrative of the Christian community is wrong, that they have not been persecuted. I think it's a legitimate question to ask, and I wish we had more time to, you know, get into the nitty-gritty of it. I'd love to sometime.
Well, we will do this. This conversation will continue, Robert, and we'll have you back more often, because we need to have an understanding on this, because I'm sure there are people hearing what you're saying right now, and they're having a hard time connecting the dots. I mean, yes, it's clear under this administration we have moved, you know, dramatically away from God. We have abandoned and unmoored ourselves from our religious foundations, all for the sake of separation of church and state, and we want to, you know, keep the government separated from religion and somehow say God had nothing to do with the blessings of this country. And, you know, it astounds me to think that, you know, we can so arrogantly tell God, we'll take it from here.
Right. I think what's happened, Bill, in observing American politics for the past at least couple of decades very carefully, is that I see that the word Christian has become associated with a particular position and not so much with a civilization and a people and a religious experience. Mm-hmm. It has been categorized as, when you use the word Christian in American politics today, you're categorized as being on the right. You're categorized a little bit of being a right-wing nut, perhaps an extremist. And I think that's unfair. I think in the case of Assyrian Christians who have been a people destroyed by those around them, I think it's very unfortunate. And this kind of thinking has led in part to the destruction of this community in Iraq.
Well, I find it quite ironic that the president will go overseas and talk about all the great things that Muslims have brought to the culture and everything, but yet not once has he talked about the contribution that Christianity has brought to the United States. And it is profound.
It is profound. I mean, I wonder how many of your listeners know, for example, that the very first university in the world was created by Assyrian Christians. That the very first library in the world was created by the Assyrians. That the first road system, the first teachers who taught medical school were Assyrian Christians. This was brought by Christianity. That the first doctors in the Middle East were Assyrian Christians who served the caliphs. It's an unfortunate part of our discourse that these facts have not come up.
Well, they don't fit the agenda, and that's clear that we're being manipulated, and lots of room and headway is being made, for a people group at the expense of, of Assyrian Christians and Christians around the world, Christians here in our very own country. Robert DeColeda has been our guest. Robert, thank you so much for your insight. Look forward to having you back more often and with some regularity here on Bill Martinez Live. It is just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.